A lady, who found it not easy to wake in the morning as early as she wished, bought an alarm clock. These clocks are so made as to strike with a loud whirring noise at any hour the owner pleases to set them. The lady placed her clock at the head of the bed, and at the right time she found herself roused by the long rattling sound. She arose at once, and felt better all day for her early rising. This lasted for some weeks. The alarm clock faithfully did its duty, and was plainly heard so long as it was obeyed. But after a time the lady grew tired of early rising. When she was waked by the noise, she merely turned over in bed and slept again. In a few days the clock ceased to rouse her from her sleep. It spoke just as loudly as ever, but she did not hear it, because she had been in the habit of not obeying it. Finding that she might as well be without it, she resolved that when she heard the sound, she would jump up. Just so it is with conscience. If we will obey its voice, even in the most trifling things, we can always hear it, clear and strong. But if we allow ourselves to do what we have some fears may not be quite right, we shall grow more and more sleepy, until the voice of conscience has no longer power to wake us.